Hello, everybody, and welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. And hello, Shalina.
Hi, Shrek. How are you?
I'm good. So over the last few weeks, we've been talking to a number of different guests, or you've been talking to a number of different guests on a wide variety of topics around decluttering. But there's been a bit of a common theme as well, which is the mental health aspect of decluttering, right? So you've spoken to guests who have been helping people who have mental health issues and they've been and how to declutter and how to avoid things like hoarding and so on in those circumstances. And then also a little bit about just the mental impact of having clutter in your life and what that does to a person and so on and so forth.
Yes. Right?
So today I think we kind of wanted to talk about a little summarizing kind of what we've gotten from all of our really, really awesome guests.
Yes.
Talk to a little bit about your experience as well in terms of what you see when you're going around helping your clients out.
Yeah. And I thought as well, it was interesting talking to Anita last week. And, you know, she talked about the different types of depression. And I found out that I had the depression that she deals with a lot, which is not the reactive one. It's the other one, which I can't pronounce. So I'm not going to say it. I can't pronounce it.
Okay.
No, that's just not brother. You know what it is. It's the other one.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, and I've had depression for many, many years now. And I'm not shy about talking about it. And I have medicine for it as well. So I am as normal as I can be, which is not a lot, you know, not very compared, you know, from what my friends say. But, you know, it was interesting to hear how that kind of depression can affect people. And then also to talk about anxiety. And I do see anxiety with a lot of clients that they, you know, due to, you know, various things, you know, I deal with a lot of clients who have dealt with grief, divorce, loss of job, moving, especially being an expat is, you know, people don't realize, you know, living in a foreign country, dealing with cultural differences, you know, and all the things that we have to deal with can bring anxiety to a lot of people. And, you know, especially if you're on your own, even if you're with family, it can be an anxious sort of situation. Then adding that on top of that, you know, dealing with kids, 2020 has just been an anxious year as well. So all of that can accumulate and bring on the anxiety, the depression, and, you know, other mental health issues. You know, so that was good to talk about and to hear and to, you know, and I could relate in so many ways, seeing it with clients and with myself.
I think it's interesting that you mentioned that too, which is what I was going to add, right? I mean, all the things that you mentioned as individual things that can be extremely tough on somebody and can create a lot of problems. We're in a year where kind of everything's happening, you know, to a lot of people. So when you're talking about moving, we're talking about leaving jobs, losing jobs, relationships being affected. And then, of course, moving countries at this point, right? Like, well, it's been such an emotional experience. I mean, 2020 as a whole. I don't honestly know anybody that's not dealing with some level of mental health impact because of what's been going on. Either it's because it's happening to them, it's happening to their friends or family or somebody around us. So I think it was kind of also one of the reasons why we looked at saying, and when we've had a bit of a mental health focus over the last couple of years on the show, right? We've kind of been talking about it from time to time. But I think this was one of the reasons why we kind of focused on these people to say, look, let's kind of have a little bit more open conversations about some of these things. And also, I think it's both sides. So you put into perspective what could be happening. But also, as you mentioned, right, like in the course of the conversation, you discover like, oh, okay, that's what I have suffered. And I think if it's something that you can relate to, I think it's important that you identify that because that's how you can then look to address it at the very least. Yeah,
exactly. And I mean, I think, you know, a lot of the clients that I deal with do have the same type of depression I have because I've seen they have the same, they take the same medicine as I do. But they haven't been able to deal with, you know, certain elements of their day-to-day life, which is, you know, what Anita talked about. And that's how she helps a lot of people with these mental health issues. And that's how I help as well. So it's, you know, that's something for our listeners to think about, that you're not alone. There are a lot of people like you who are suffering. And if you can't, you know, you can't keep all the balls up in the air, that's not a problem. There are always somebody out there to help you, whether it's a psychologist, psychiatrist, an organizer, a therapist. You know, there's different people, there's doctors to give you medicine, you know, if you need it. So take advantage of that and don't hide from it. You know, if you get some help, you know, help yourself, do some self-care to you, for yourself. It will, you know, it might help to alleviate the anxiety and, you know, the depression. It might not remove the depression completely. That's why we have to have medicine, but it will help you to clear, you know, other elements of your life. And I think clearing some of these elements, you know, helps, and then decluttering helps you remove the clutter cloud. And it's like, it's a circle. You know, you remove the clutter, you remove the anxiousness. So if you want to, you know, so you can just go around and around and doing, you know, thinking about that as well.
And I think it's important as well that, you know, most countries recognize these problems are existing, especially in 2020. I mean, I know because we follow the news in a lot of different countries, because, again, we are a very expat heavy population out here. So we do get to hear a lot. And you find in a lot of countries, individual governments and stuff who have all obviously been enforcing or trying to enforce lockdowns and trying to make all of this work and completely understandable, have also now been putting energy behind making people aware that, hey, here are some resources you have access to, and so on and so forth. So I think one of the things I would definitely say is, you know, just look for it, because I'm sure there's a very high probability that there are some resources. Some of them, depending on where you live, maybe even potentially free, at least initial consultations, that could be very helpful to you to help. And just even sometimes that's simple as talking to someone, right? Because it can be so therapeutic. I mean, I know that among my friends, we've really run through a therapeutic circle almost. I mean, you know, you and me have had many conversations as well, and I've done that with other people as well. And sometimes it's for me, sometimes it's for them. It really varies. But the important thing is just acknowledging that, look, we are living in it's a very overused word, but a very unprecedented time. Mm. And so it's okay to be feeling something, and it's okay to look to how to address it, right? So.
And there are a lot of, I mean, here in the UAE, there's a government helpline to call if you have any mental health issues currently. There's also Lighthouse Arabia, who we have talked to, Dr. Sliha, before. They're giving away, you know, not giving away, but they're having free sessions for people as well on various issues, you know, related to daily life.
And when she was on the show as well, she mentioned a lot of these group therapy sessions that they kind of initiate to try and help people work through things together. And so if of course we'll leave a link in the show notes if you want to get a sense of what they're like and how they're set up, but definitely encourage people that are living in Dubai to check them out.
And you can, I think it's international as well, because it's on Zoom, so these group sessions are great. And then there's like Good Samaritans in the UK, and I'm sure the Samaritans in America, and there's in different places. There's all these kind of facilities to help you. But yeah, the main thing I think was to, you know, to recognize that you're not alone and that these things do happen, but it's learning how to deal with it and to know that, you know, maybe you need to do it in small steps. So, you know, and people, I've realized, you know, people living this year, being in lockdown, have seen the clutter more. And have maybe made them more anxious and more overwhelmed than they would normally, because usually they could run away from it. And it also has made people want to go out and buy more online, because you know, you can do that. I mean, what else are you going to do at home? You know, there's only so many jigsaws you could do, or watch Netflix. So people were buying. So that's added.
And we talked about that too. I mean, we talked about it from the other point of view of like all this extra packaging that we're all stuck with and so on. But I mean, when you look at, you've discussed we've talked about on the show previously that shopping is a way people deal with one of these things, right? Like just back in the day, retail shopping, right? And that's when we talked about rules like, you know, buy one, get rid of two kind of thing. But when you're now stuck, a lot of us were not able to have those outlets.
No,
right?
Exactly.
So many people, I know a lot of people did a lot of online shopping. Some of it was need-based, of course. Like we had to shift our shopping and avenues online. Yeah. But when you look at the recent news about how the Amazon revenues have changed over the last 3 months alone, tells you what has changed in terms of consumption habits of people, right? In terms of how they've been shopping online. And of course, a lot of it is need-based, groceries and those kind of things, because you can't step out. But then a lot of it is also like, it's so easy to buy stuff online. We've talked about it in the past as well, right? It's one-click pays and, you know, all of that.
Exactly.
So that became how people, I think, sort of, like I said, have let that outlet out. And I think it's so important that we're mindful of that.
Yeah. And if you've, you know, have done a lot of shopping and then haven't been able to declutter that, you know, apologies for the little cat who's joined us. So, you know, you might feel anxious now. So think about ways to, start doing the mini decluttering. You know, spend the 10, 15 minutes going through your stuff, seeing what you can get rid of. So because you now can go out in most countries, you know, you can leave and go to charity shops because they're open again, or leave them in bins, or give them to people. You know, there's so many sites now. There's people who are, suffering right now because they've lost jobs, can't go back to their home country, etc. So, go on those Free Cycle Facebook groups, or we have one called Free Me UAE where you can give stuff for free, and give that stuff away if you're not bothered about making money but you just want to get rid of it out of your life, and people will take the stuff straight away. But at least will make you feel better, and also it will make you get rid of the stuff and have less stuff in your house. And if you do the mini declutter every day, 10, 15 minutes for a week, you can clear a lot of stuff in, one room, or even two. That's a good way to start.
Was there anything among the different guests that we spoke to that you stood out for you? I mean, I know you mentioned Anita, but how about Sarah? Or was there a piece of advice that you felt like was just really very relevant for the current time?
I think they all gave amazing tips. So, with Kate, with her time management and her apps, and saying, even the tasks, putting them into the calendar was a great idea. I mean, I separate them. I have a to-do list and I have a calendar. And, for her saying that, and because I'm very organized, that obviously I have, and I've got that habit to do that. But then her suggestion doing that, I was like, a really good idea, and I have started doing that. So I'm putting the little tasks into the calendar, so for 15 minutes I just do this task, and it actually does make it easy because you've got one less step to do. And that leads to Sarah, who talks about ADHD, and you have to have less steps to do something. You don't, instead of opening a wardrobe door and then a drawer, just have bins and put stuff in, and have this system, the Kanban system as well. And the same applies for disabilities. So Lisa was talking about disabilities, and they have to have less steps as well because they need to make it as easy as possible for them to do what they need to do, right? So all of it has led to me realizing that we're all, my ethos is, can you find something in 5 seconds? So you have to find it as quickly as possible and as easily as possible. And all of us have different ways of talking about it, but it's the same, discussion, that we want to make it as simple as possible for our clients. We want to make it, whether it's people use boxes instead of shelves or whatever. So, and that was fascinating with all of the clients that they had, with our guests, that they had that, all of them had these different methods, but they all link to the same mythology to make it as simple as possible and to help people to reduce the anxiety, to not to feel so frustrated and to remove that clutter cloud eventually. So
I think our key message as well, I think in all of this is, hey guys, you're not alone.
Yeah.
So definitely reach out to resources you have in your city, in your countries. There always will be, and I think there's been a good rise, thankfully, over the last 6 months for these kind of resources. So don't feel like there's nothing that you can reach. And then your tip, I guess, is, and which mimics what a lot of the guests were saying as well, is to try and keep things simple. Don't overcomplicate it. Look at doing small things repeatedly, and hopefully that'll help prevent the kind of clutter, because I know that I've experienced it over this lockdown as well, where it's just so easy to be like, oh, this is fine, just get the box. And suddenly, I was sitting with 15 boxes in my living room, and then just looking at that made me feel like terrible, right? So
and do the mini declutter, take it into one of those shopping bags that you get, fill it all up, go down to the recycle bin straight away, or put it in your car to take it for recycling so you get it out of the house. And if you don't have a car, just put it in the hallway ready to go out. But do that step to make it easier for you moving forward, and it's the same for everything.
Okay, well I think that's it for that's what we wanted to talk about this week, is to kind of just do a little bit of a recap with some of our guests and kind of talk about some of the key messages I think we learned out of. So that's it for this episode, at least. As always, you can contact Shalina if you want to get to know more and you want to talk a little bit more with her, especially about the clutter cloud and how the mental health impact that you might be feeling, which you can do by finding her on social media at Declutter Me. That's the ECLUTTRME. We'll be back next week with a very interesting topic, men. So stay tuned for that, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.